The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Good to be with you here live on a Sunday night as usual. We have a great program lined up for you tonight. In hour number two, we're going to have with us, this is going to be a little bit, some of you might say, Jim Paris, why are you getting into the world of jazz music? Well, those of you that know me well know that I am a jazz trumpet player and I'm a jazz lover. And this show is all about me and what I'm interested in. So in hour number two, we're going to have some fun. We're going to be talking about the legendary jazz trumpeter Chet Baker, and his longtime friend and former drummer Art Frank will be with us to talk about his book called Chet Baker, The Missing Years, a memoir by Art Frank. It's all about Chet Baker. Super excited to have Art Frank with us in hour number two tonight. And I know we're having a little bit of technical difficulties up at the GCN headquarters. Normally, I have a short conversation with my production engineer before the show when we weren't able to hook up, but I'm told I'm live on the air. So assuming that's true, we're going to keep going and do a show here for you tonight. So that's going to be in hour number two. We'll be talking about Chet Baker. It's also interesting because there's a brand new movie out starring Ethan Hawke called Born to Be Blue. And so this is kind of bringing the jazz legend Chet Baker back into the news. And I haven't seen the movie yet, only because it's being released in kind of an odd way. It's only being released in New York and L.A. and certain major cities in Canada. I'm not sure why movie producers do this. I don't know how all of that works, but we can't see the movie anywhere here in Florida. I mean, I was even willing before the show this week, because I knew we were going to be talking about Chet Baker in hour number two, I thought even if I had to drive, you know, 3 or 4 hours to a theater to see the movie, the Ethan Hawke movie Born to Be Blue, I would go see it, but it wasn't even available anywhere in Florida. So I did buy the movie soundtrack, and so we'll be talking about the music of Chet Baker, the legendary jazz trumpet player, in hour number two tonight when his former drummer and longtime friend Art Frank joins us for the hour to discuss his latest book on Chet Baker. Next week in hour number two, my guest will be Lori Gervasi. She's the author of a book called Fight Like a Girl and Win. And we're going to be talking about self-defense, and we're going to be talking about something I'm very passionate about, women's self-defense. I teach women's self-defense classes here in Florida, part of the things that I do during the week that I'm very, very passionate about. And we're going to be getting into that topic in hour number two of next week. So a lot of things to go over here in the news. I'm not even really sure where to start. I think I'll start by making reference to a blog post that I put up this week that has gotten quite a lot of reaction. And it's an article on what I call nonprofit millionaires. And this is all in the wake of the Wounded Warrior scandal. This is where the top two guys at the Wounded Warrior Project, which is based out of Jacksonville, Florida, about a half hour here from my house, they were fired earlier this month by their board of directors. And between the two of these guys, they were taking almost $1 million in salary. But if you add their two salaries together, almost $1 million coming out. And I use this article not just to talk about the Wounded Warrior Project and the whole financial scandal there that was exposed by the CBS News expose, but I also then kind of parlayed this into an article about CEOs of nonprofits earning very high six figures, and in some cases, seven figures. That's right, over $1 million in salary, many of these CEOs of nonprofits. In fact, I link in that article at the blog to an article over at thestreet.com. The headline of their article, "These Nine Nonprofit Executives Made Over $1 Million." And so we've got some good information there. What's interesting, though, about this, when we talk about nonprofits and people making million-dollar salaries, you would be surprised of a couple of things on this. Number one, how few people ever really look at any of the basic financial information about a charity before they give money to it. And most people just give money. It looks like a good charity. I'm going to give some money. Secondly, you'll be surprised at how many people, once they learn about these huge salaries, they will defend it or say, well, that organization does really, really good work, so that's okay for the top guy or gal to take $1 million or more in salary. I make the point in my blog post here that, you know what? I don't care how good the work is that an organization is doing. Because you know what? If the top person took, let's say, a $200,000 salary instead of a $1 million salary, guess what? They could do even that much more good work. And a couple of the, I'll give you three of these that will really drop your jaw here tonight. The CEO of St. Jude's Children's Hospital. My wife and I, we were watching CNN tonight, and we saw an ad for St. Jude's Children's Hospital, originally started by the actor Danny Thomas. The top person there, according to the public information we were able to gather, $1.3 million as their salary. The CEO of the American Heart Association, $1.4 million. $1.4 million. And $1.1 million for the CEO of the United Way Worldwide. So that's a big article over at the blog. I did an email blast. We have a huge email list. And on occasion, I will take an article like this instead of just posting it on my blog. I'll also blast it out there to everybody. And I did that, and I'm getting a lot of reactions from people. Again, a lot of people surprised that some of these nonprofits are paying their top people this amount. Others are kind of mad at me, like, hey, shut up. Who are you to be bringing up these figures? So take a look at that over at the blog, which is linked over at christianmoney.com. Also, something I'm really excited about, speaking of self-defense, we have something for you over at the blog. You can get there by going to blog.christianmoney.com. And if you take a look on the right-hand side towards the top of the blog, we're linking to a special offer where you can get a free tactical self-defense pen. Now, this pen, it's a real pen, but it's designed in a way that, let's say you're in a dark parking lot, or maybe you're coming down a stairwell, you're by yourself, maybe you're a woman, maybe you're somebody that has had some problems in your neighborhood. It's a pen, it's a real pen, so you're technically not carrying a weapon. Check your own local laws, I guess. I guess in some places they might consider a pen like this a weapon and you could get in trouble. Who knows? I doubt it. But these pens, they go for $54, these self-defense tactical pens. We're linking to a site that is giving these away for free. It's sort of a promotion they're doing, and we're linking to them. So if you want to get a free self-defense tactical pen, it's called the Strike Pen, and you can see a picture of it and get all the details on it by going over to the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. All right, Donald Trump in the news again. He says we're heading into a major financial collapse here in the U.S. We'll have details right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. In hour number two, we'll be talking about the legendary jazz trumpet player Chet Baker. And there's a new movie out with Ethan Hawke called Born to be Blue. And we're going to be talking with one of Chet Baker's longtime friends and former drummer, Art Frank, in hour number two. You don't want to miss that. Let me tell you this. Even if you're not someone that is super interested in jazz music, this is a very fascinating story that you're going to hear. in our second hour. I always love biographical books because, you know, when you learn about someone's ups and downs of their life, you can learn a lot. You can learn a lot about humanity. You can learn about people overcoming difficulties in life. Also, if you read a life story, you also will learn a lot about history, because woven within that story are the historical events of the day that are occurring. So we're going to be doing that in hour number two, so you don't miss it. Very exciting. All right, Donald Trump back in the news. And, you know, everybody asks me, why are you supporting Trump? Why do you like Donald Trump? On almost all these issues that he comes out, these policy issues, he's dead on. I mean, he's absolutely dead on. So here's the news from today. This is from Reuters. The headline, Trump's prediction of massive recession puzzles economists. Now, that has got to be the most ridiculous headline I have read in a long time. I'm going to read you a little bit of the story here, and then I want to weigh in on why Trump is dead on with his prediction of a major financial collapse here in the United States if we don't change directions. Here we go. Donald Trump's prediction that the U.S. economy was on the verge of a very massive recession hit a wall of skepticism on Sunday from economists who questioned the Republican presidential frontrunner's calculations. In an interview with the Washington Post published on Saturday, the billionaire businessman said a combination of high unemployment and an overvalued stock market had set the stage for another economic slump. He put real unemployment above 20%. The article goes here to say that the real unemployment rate here is only 5%. Whoever wrote this article, let me see who the author of this is here. They've got several people listed here. It's totally uninformed. I mean, anybody who knows even the minimum, you know, first year economics 101 in college, you understand the difference between the unemployment rate that the government generally quotes and what is known as U6, which is the real unemployment rate, which includes those people that have given up looking for work. We also know that by other measures, when we look at how many people are underemployed, this is those maybe who used to make $100,000 a year who are now working for $30,000. There's a lot of people in that boat as well. Trump's figures of a real unemployment rate of 20%, I'll give them a little bit here. That's probably a little bit overstated, but I'm going to tell you this. It's not much overstated, especially in, you know, certain pockets of the country. And now that we're seeing the price of oil dropping, those boom towns where we were starting to see a lot of help with the unemployment figures because of new jobs from fracking and oil exploration, those jobs are disappearing with the price of oil collapsing. So bottom line here, though, is there are a lot of people, frankly, including Republicans, whistling past the graveyard. I mean, do we not still have $19 trillion in national debt? Do we not still have true U6 unemployment into at least the mid-double digits in many parts of the country? Do we not have a significant, a historic level of underemployment? That is, people working for substantially less than they used to earn, or having to work, say, a second or third job to be able to earn what they made at one full-time job prior to all of this. And the stock market, yeah, the stock market, I think, is overvalued by many calculations. I think the stock market is facing a bubble. Honestly, I don't know how we've kept the economy going as long as we have. But once again, you know, Trump is the lone voice in the wilderness. As far as I'm concerned, he's the only one being honest with us about what's happening in the economy. I think it is accurate to say that the economy is in a bubble. And just like with every other bubble we've had in this country, you never have these bubbles burst with the general population believing they're in a bubble, because otherwise there wouldn't be a bubble, because it's largely psychological. You have to convince the majority of the country that everything's fine, and then they keep pumping money into the stock market. They keep, you know, moving forward, buying houses, refinancing their homes, doing all the things that continue to inflate the bubble. So you have to have a largely in the dark population to to have a bubble, to sustain a bubble. It's sort of like I've discussed on the show many times before, the Roadrunner cartoon. The Wile E. Coyote does not fall until he looks down. After he's stepped off the cliff two or three steps, it's not until he looks down and then realizes that he's actually stepped off the cliff and that he's got to fall. That's when he falls, right? He doesn't fall before that. And that's kind of the funny part of it. But that's what these economic bubbles are. They're psychological. It's the general widespread belief that all is good. Forget about the $19 trillion in debt. Forget about the overvalued stock market. Forget about many parts of the country, frankly, where I don't know what you call it when a two-bedroom home in the greater San Francisco area is going for $1 million. What? That's not a bubble? I don't know how that's sustainable. I really don't. When we look at real unemployment, I mean, think about it, just in your own circle of friends, just anecdotally, you know, if you were to sort of look at your 30 to 50, say, closest Facebook friends that you stay in touch with, how many people do you know right now that are doing better today than they were, say, 10 years ago? I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone. So this whole idea that everything is great is a narrative that the media is continuing to push, and it's just not true. I mean, even if you look at just the national debt at $19 trillion, which, by the way, and I've said this on the show many times before, does not include many of the off-the-books debts that our country has. These are the future unfunded liabilities of Social Security and Medicare and federal pensions. Even mainstream economists like a Walter Williams will say that easily our real national debt is like $100 trillion. I've heard many others say our real national debt is more close to $200 trillion. So Trump is being painted here as some kind of kook for saying that, hey, guys, our country's in bad shape financially. And they're kind of laughing at him. And really, he is the lone voice in the wilderness telling us the truth. Even the Republicans, who, of course, are much more conservative on fiscal matters, or they should be, these people are voting through all of these massive, you know, government spending bills that are just continuing to inflate our debt year after year, decade after decade. All right, Jeff Bezos, the top guy at Amazon.com, he's getting into something, well, it has nothing to do with books. And you might be very surprised to learn what it is. Jeff Bezos will tell you what he's doing right after this. Stay tuned.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. for as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so you will hear that all in the news the next couple of days. So that is the latest Donald Trump scandal. No, it's not involving Megyn Kelly. It's nothing about abortion. It's Trump's claim, his outrageous claim, that the economy may be headed for a major recession. Wow, how can you disagree with that? I just don't know what world some of these people live in. I really don't know. I think some of them are living in a bubble in the greater Washington, D.C. area, where, from what I've read, the average public sector employee is making something like 50 to 100% more than their private sector counterpart. All right, I have to tell you, the miracle of radio. We're on the radio right now, going worldwide by way of the internet, worldwide by way of satellite. And for those of you that don't know the amazing technology behind this, I'm in a radio studio in my home in Florida, near Daytona Beach, Florida. Our studio is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I have a special box that connects me to the studio. And then when we bring guests on, we bring them on by way of telephone up there in Minnesota. And this just bounces around via satellite worldwide, via the internet. Radio stations pick us up. People pick us up online. And we take it for granted, except for tonight, because my engineer up in Minneapolis, he can't talk back to me. And he's telling me they're having computer issues, but they can hear me fine. So I continue on into the darkness here with my radio broadcast. I'm being told I'm broadcasting live and all is good, notwithstanding the fact that we're having some communication problems between myself and the network, which just means I'll become that much more dangerous tonight. There won't be anybody in my earphones telling me to calm down, which they don't do that anyway. So I'm kind of making that up. All right, speaking of space and satellites, I saw this story today and I thought, wow, you know, some people have too much money. They seem to have too much money. Jeff Bezos, the top guy at Amazon. When I was a kid, one of my hobbies was building and launching model rockets. I loved it. I would save my money up and buy rocket after rocket, which I would build. I would modify them to get them to go even higher distances. They would open up a parachute at the top of their launch horizon, and they would come, you know, back to Earth. I most of the time found my rockets, but not always. I remember one I built that had a camera inside it that was supposed to take a picture when it reached the top pinnacle of its launch. I lost that rocket, never got the picture or the rocket. The parachute never came out, but so it goes. Jeff Bezos, not playing with model rockets, playing with real rockets. And this is from the Christian Science Monitor. Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin rocket, aces its landing again. What's next? Here we go. Aspiring space tourists, pack your bags. Blue Origin, the space tourism company owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, on Saturday launched and vertically landed its new Shepard rocket near Van Horn, Texas. This was the third successful landing since November 2015 of Bezos's unmanned New Shepard rocket, named after astronaut Alan Shepard, who was the first American to reach space in 1961. The successful landing marks a major accomplishment for the company and for the commercial space flight industry. So this is a really big deal that these rockets are able to go into space, and then literally they come back down vertically and land. This is unique, right? Because until the space shuttle, the rocket was just it became refuge, right? Refuge after the launch, the rocket would go off into the ocean to never be used again, and that was where the big cost of going into space was being spent, was on these disposable, if you will, multi-million dollar rockets, until the space shuttle could go into space and come back down again. But this is different. This is an actual rocket that does come back down to Earth and land, a totally reusable vehicle. Very, very interesting. And I guess this is going to be something I'll see in my lifetime, according to what I'm reading here. This and other articles I pulled up on this today, apparently within the next, say, 5 years, people can get in one of these rockets and go up into space and then come back down to Earth. I think in the beginning, it's simply going to be that. You go up in a rocket, you go into space, you get to experience weightlessness for some period of minutes, and then you come back down to Earth. I don't think they're going to take you to the moon yet or take you to Mars yet. But it's interesting to see this. And they're saying, because of this technology, the ability to launch a rocket, put it into space, and bring it back down to Earth, that this is going to bring down the cost of launching satellites and other space technology, and we're going to see more and more things being launched into space, more and more technology operating from space. So this is interesting, just to see what might happen. I mean, if it becomes super inexpensive to put a satellite up in space, I mean, maybe what'll happen is a lot more people have satellites up there. I mean, maybe someday it'll become so inexpensive that I could have my own small satellite up there as a way to communicate. Who knows? I mean, start my own radio network or something. Interesting, though, to note this, Jeff Bezos. Guy must have a lot of time on his hands. You know, in addition to running a newspaper in Washington, D.C., he's also got Amazon.com, and now he's playing with rockets, and not model rockets, real rockets. So the FBI and its battle with Apple. Of course, Apple refused to unlock one of the phones that was being used to get more information regarding the San Bernardino shooting. One of the individuals involved in the shooting left a phone behind, and as you know, the FBI was trying to get Apple to cooperate to unlock the phone. Apple refused. Well, somehow, some way, and nobody knows exactly how, but the FBI was able to unlock the phone. And continuing with their war with Apple over this whole thing, the FBI has now come out publicly and is now offering local law enforcement that they will assist them to unlock iPhones involving local crimes. So now they're saying, in your face, Apple, not only did we unlock your iPhone without your help, we're now so good at unlocking iPhones, we're going to go around the country and unlock an unlimited number of iPhones, helping out local law enforcement. And this was a news release that I picked up on today. So that is a big question mark now. A lot of people saying, well, maybe I shouldn't have an iPhone if it's so easy to hack. Maybe there's a problem there. So it's really raising a lot of questions about security. I don't know about you, but you know, on your iPhone, I don't know if you ever do this, if you ever log into your bank account or log into your credit card account or other things where if somebody got access to that information, it would be a major problem for you. And now people are saying, wow, if the FBI can unlock these phones, how are they doing it? And am I vulnerable? So a lot of people worried about that. And this also another interesting story. At first, when I read this article, I didn't remember who this company was, but then it hit me that this is a very well-known company called Northwest Territorial Mint. They make coins and medallions, and they ended up in bankruptcy. And really interesting story here about how they ended up in bankruptcy. But to make a long story short, they were sued by a company they had a dispute with. Apparently a company they had rented some property from. They had a dispute. They put up a website, in essence, calling the company a scam operation and comparing them to Bernie Madoff. Well, they lost this lawsuit for $38 million, and they're now in bankrupt. They've made coins and medallions for the Boy Scouts, for the NRA, for a lot of major organizations. You might have even seen some of their television commercials promoting those medallions. Northwest Territorial Mint, now in bankruptcy. We'll take a break. More news after this. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, a little bit of information here on something that might make you rich. I mean, really, really rich. It is a new digital currency. And as you know, I follow Bitcoin. I talk a lot about Bitcoin on this program. There is a new digital currency that there is a huge buzz about right now. If you're somebody that follows cryptocurrency or digital currency, I follow the news very closely on this, and there's a new one out that everybody is talking about. It's only been out, it looks like, here since August of last year, and it initially started trading at 0.004, which would be, 0.04 would be 4 cents, so to give you an idea, it'd be 0.4 of a penny, I guess, would be the value in August. Now it's trading for $12. And look, don't put any of your serious money in here, but I can tell you this. Many are saying Ethereum, which is the name of it, trading under the cryptocurrency ticker symbol of ETH, trading right now for $11.59. Many people saying this is the next Bitcoin, Ethereum. I own some Bitcoin. I own it at a very low price. I actually own it with my son, and I'm thinking about maybe moving some of that Bitcoin into Ethereum. Take a look at it, spelled ETHEREUM, or if you are a little bit more savvy, the ticker symbol that is used in the cryptocurrency space for Bitcoin, of course, is BTC. The ticker symbol for Ethereum is ETH, ETH. Speaking of digital currency, there is supposedly hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that is lost in Bitcoin wallets. Now, a Bitcoin wallet is a software program that you use to digitally store your Bitcoin on the internet. There are different ways of storing it, even offline, called cold wallets, but most people use an online wallet, which is software-based. And the problem is, since Bitcoin is decentralized, that is, there's no 800 number to call to reach Bitcoin. There is no corporate office to call to reach Bitcoin. If you lose your password, you lose your Bitcoin, and that's kind of one of the knocks on it. Well, not so fast. This is from the website Coindesk.com. The headline, "Meet the man who will hack your long-lost Bitcoin wallet for money." So there's a guy here who goes by the online name of Dave Bitcoin. Now, that's not his real name. Very clever, though, Dave. Dave Bitcoin. He says that if you have lost your password to your Bitcoin wallet. He will attempt to hack your Bitcoin wallet, and if he does, he will take a 20% commission. And he says he is successful about 30% of the time. And his success rate is based on how much information that you give him. He uses some kind of a software program that tries millions of different password combinations in a very short period of time to be able to find the lost password to your Bitcoin wallet. So you can check out this story over at Coindesk.com. And what is the biggest scam going right now? We've talked about it before, the idea of people calling your home, impersonating an IRS agent. It's getting worse. Now we're seeing a spike in scams involving impersonations of FBI agents, including using phone numbers. They call it a cloaking service or a spoofing service, where it actually looks like on the caller ID that you're getting a call from the FBI, and they'll then demand money from you. They're using official pictures, letterhead with the FBI seal on it, all kinds of different tools to convince you that they really, truly are the FBI. So this is happening. Also, the U.S. Marshal Service is being impersonated in a nationwide jury scam. So you'll get a phone call from the what will appear to be the U.S. Marshal Service. It'll have their phone number in it. So if you're not convinced, you can dial that number, and that's their real number. But it's a spoof caller ID. So they're faking the caller ID. They will then try to ask you for money as well. So, you know, getting a call from fake IRS agents, maybe the gig is up on that. But when you look at some of these other scams, I don't know, getting a call where your phone lights up and it says FBI, that would be pretty scary. Even if you heard tonight's show and thought, well, I already know that that's a scam, that's not for real, you might still be concerned to get that call. And then one other story here about digital currency. Many of you may not know this. I do have actually a small amount of business with Overstock.com. We bought some furniture from them. We bought our jacuzzi hot tub from Overstock.com. I do a little bit of business with them. I bought a little bit of a few Christmas gifts from them over the holidays. Good prices, good quality, good customer service over at Overstock.com. But one of the things people don't know about Overstock is that you can pay for your Overstock purchase with Bitcoin. And Overstock corporately does quite a bit with Bitcoin. Not only do they accept Bitcoin in payment, I think I read not too long ago that their employees can accept a portion, maybe all of their earnings, their paychecks in Bitcoin. So it's a very Bitcoin-friendly operation. So this made sense when I saw the story today at Coindesk.com that Overstock just put $4 million into a Barbados, which is a small island in the Caribbean, if you've never been there. I haven't been there. My parents visited there years ago. I remember my dad going on that trip with my mother many, many years ago. But Barbados, not a place you would expect to be a high-tech place, but the small island is the home of a Bitcoin startup, and funding it is Overstock.com. It says here in the article that the Caribbean island will become the home base for a new Bitcoin exchange, and Overstock.com is putting in $4 million of seed capital. And so this is interesting. And it says that the exchange will be, let's see here. It says Overstock itself is continuing the development of its blockchain powered securities exchange. So Overstock is really, really into this corporately. And now they're actually putting venture capital out. So look for this, this new organization. It says Caribbean Digital Currency Exchange, BIT. The name of it is BIT, B-I-T-T is the name of it. and based out of Barbados, of all places. And, you know, as much as we hear about Bitcoin is fading, Bitcoin is going out of style, Bitcoin is losing its popularity, it just keeps going. And current trading on Bitcoin right now, trading last trade, $415. Certainly not over 1,000 like it was at its peak, but not bad. In fact, I read an article here this afternoon. They're predicting in the short run Bitcoin to pierce through $600 here in the coming months. Could be. I'm still holding out hope for that $1 million Bitcoin. Who knows? But maybe I'll shift some of my hope over to Ethereum, that new up-and-coming digital currency that I mentioned a few moments ago. All right, when we come back from the break for news and commercials, we're going to have an exciting hour with you. Very excited for the first time to be with us, author Art Frank. He's a jazz drummer, longtime friend of the legendary jazz trumpeter Chet Baker. He's going to be talking about his book, Chet Baker, The Missing Years. We're also going to talk a little bit about the movie starring Ethan Hawke, and it's in limited release right now, but the name of the movie is Born to be Blue, and it's going to bring in a lot of new Chet Baker fans. A lot of young people who don't know who Chet Baker is are no doubt going to end up at that movie. And here's what's interesting. We have a movie about legendary trumpeter Chet Baker that just came out, and in a week or two, a movie coming out about the legendary Miles Davis. So it's certainly the season for movies about jazz trumpet players. Why does Hollywood work like that? You always seem to have these sort of topics coming out in pairs. It's almost like somebody was cheating off of somebody's test paper. Somebody at one studio found out about something and decided to do it at another studio. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it's all about Chet Baker. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.